right. Thank you girls very, very much. Katie, I really appreciate her. She actually had to work today. She's a therapist, and she had to work. Poor pregnant lady working on Sunday, because that's, you know, what she has to do. And what I think is really neat, that she's worked in the hospital where my mom is, and she got to help my mom today, her grandmother, and do some therapy for her. So I think that's really pretty neat. And Proverbs 18, did I tell you that? Now, I know the theme of the songs tonight were the blood, but I'm not speaking on the blood. That's okay. And we only have a few moments. I'm going to go fast tonight, so I apologize. I encourage you to write things down. So if I turn to a verse and read it quickly, you can write the reference down. You can check it out later. Certainly in our country, and really the world's a lot going on today, is there not? It's a lot of weird things. Strange things and settling things. Big thing, obviously, if you follow that, is the Roe v. Wade of being overturned. And that's wonderful. It's still, that's an issue in our country, abortion, and it's going to cause a lot of brouhaha, and especially people being violent over it. Can you, it's almost unbelievable that they would try to tear up churches, tear up pro-life clinic type things, and firebomb them and burn them and threaten people. By the way, some of that's not people that really that care that much about abortionist anarchists, I think, that are just trying to, they just finding a reason to stir up trouble in the country. But that can be very unsettling, scary. You know, I the thought crossed my mind, you know, somebody could try to break into church service this morning and cause disruption or problems. Something going on right now is just the economies. It's very unsettling, isn't it, sometimes? The economy's not going good, and inflation's going good. And guess what? One of the things it impacts is retirement funds, 401ks and all that. And if you have that type of stuff, it all of a sudden the money is not there. And will it come back? We just had a rash of shootings, a big school shooting out in Texas. And that gets a lot of people upset and unsettled. Obviously, there's war going on in the world right now. And, you know, what's the possibility of getting drawn into something? And it all centers around this. It unsettles people because people, as a whole, they look for security and safety. They really do. That's a desire people have in their heart, to find safety, to find security. And when they don't, sometimes they panic or they worry. You ever worried about something? They make poor decisions. I believe a lot of people get drawn into a lot of nonsense because they want a feeling of being safe and secure. I believe that's when the tribulation comes and the Antichrist comes on the scene, and it's very terrible time, and he's going to offer peace. And people are going to grab onto that because they want to feel safe and secure. It's interesting, in the Bible talks about that. Proverbs 25:28 says, a man that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Back in the biblical times, a way to have safety and security was to have a city with big walls around it. And the big walls around it allowed you to go about your life and do things and buy and sell and spend time with your family, and you'd feel safe and secure. And in Proverbs 18, if you would look with me in verse 11, it says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. We're going to quickly here tonight, because we knew we didn't have much time, talk about what is your high wall? What do you find security and safety in? And I'm going to tell you some things that may certainly you know, but sometimes we just tend to forget these things. So I want you to listen carefully, because I'm going to go fast. But what do you find insecurity in? Again, let me encourage you that television is not a good place to get it. The news channels, I don't care what news channel you watch. That's not a good place. And we're going to talk about four specific areas tonight. There's certainly others that sometimes we sense find our security, our safety in these things, and it's not a wise thing. By the way, I just remembered children. If the children want to go out, you can. If you don't want to, the Franciscos are here and they're ready to go. And the message is going to be over in about 10 minutes. So it might be, well, just go ahead. Just go ahead and stay. You get the night off. They really wasn't their night anyway. It's mine. They did the first Sunday of the month for me. And I was going to do this Sunday for them. But then I'm preaching again, so I couldn't do this Sunday. So I tricked them again, and they were willing to do it. But thank you so much. Proverbs 18, verse 11, talks about a rich man's wealth is his strong city. So the first thing we're going to talk about, a lot of people find security in is money. Money. And let me tell you something you know, but how many times we forget, money cannot give you true security. Now, some good advice was in Psalm 62, verse 10. It says, if your riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Why? Because money can't bring true security. It doesn't. By the way, does it stop death? Having money, does it stop death? We don't have time to turn there. You want to write down Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 20, and talks about the rich man who he accumulated all kinds of stuff. And he said, I'm going to accumulate more stuff. And he built all this. And all of a sudden, God says, thou fool, tonight your soul is required of thee. So money doesn't stop death. But, you know, if you put your security in money, God says that's foolish. Foolish you do. He doesn't say money's wrong, but if you find your security and your safety in money, it's foolish. It doesn't guarantee health. You have all the money you want. Doesn't keep you from not getting sick, does it? It doesn't. It doesn't guarantee to be there. If you're in Proverbs, just turn a page or two over to Proverbs 23. Again, a verse you're familiar with, you probably have heard before. Money doesn't guarantee to be there. In chapter 23, verse 5, wilt thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Has that ever happened to you? You got some money, man. This is great. I got me some cash. I got some money in the bank. All of a sudden, you don't have any money in the bank. It's got wings on it. It flies away. I like what it says, as an eagle toward heaven. One time, my cousin and I, we'd build rockets. Those kind of, you stick the engine in and shoot them up. Well, they had a rocket that was really like a glider, and it had a little place for a motor on it, but you're only supposed to put a certain size motor on it. And you'd shoot it up, and it'd go up so high, and then turn over and glide. So we decided to put a bigger motor to make it go higher. And up it went. And when it turned over, it was goodbye. It was miles away. We just watched it. I don't think we're going to go pick that up. And that's the way our money is. We think that if we got it, we're going to be good. We're going to be set. And that's why a lot of people with this retirement stuff is scary. It's scary. It really, you know, it can be scary. But don't allow that uncertainty to cause you to make a bad decision or to worry or to panic, because money is not really where your security is anyway. It doesn't guarantee happiness. How many know that? Chapter 28 and verse 5. I'm going to read it real fast. If you don't make it, that's okay. 28 verse 22 says, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. So money cannot give you true security or safety. Now, listen. Please note. Please note. I'm not saying don't have a retirement plan. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is don't find your security in those things. Because if those things do go, and if your security is in the right place, and we'll get to that at the end of the message, then that's not going to be very troublesome to you. You're going to have peace. And I'm not saying don't plan. I always like the evangelist Phil Rice. He said this, you've got a brain, use it. And by the way, if you have money, if God's blessed you with money, He wants you to use it wisely, correct? Obviously, He wants you to give to the local ministry, help people, and don't be wasteful. And one good way not to be wasteful is to save. There's nothing, I'm not saying don't save. Just don't find your security in money. We're real close. Look at in Psalms 33. If you don't get anything else tonight, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible, favorite couple verses. I want you to know this, especially if you're like my age, you're getting close, maybe time you think I'm going to retire, and you're worried, am I going to have the finances to do it? My wife and I joke, we have some money that we've tried to plan with, and the planner is a good Christian man. He says, wants you to be able to live a similar lifestyle when you retire as you live right now. And my wife and I look at each other, hey, we'll be able to do that for about 5 minutes. But that's not a worry. I'm trying to be wise, my wife and I, with our money, but not our security is not going to be found in that because it won't deliver. But this is what will deliver. Don't miss it. Psalms 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now notice verse 25. Here's the verse. I have been young, and now I am old. How many say that's me? That's a lot of us here. Some of us are young here. But notice this, I have been young and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. God's going to take care of you. You're one of His. He's going to take care of you. And when we put our security in money, we feel like if something happened to that, then we get all frantic and panicked. And hey, just take God up on His word. God, you've never forsaken one of your children. And you give us what we need to live. And be. So money can't buy you security. Number two, I like to call this stuff, things, possession. Can I remind you again that possessions are not a source of true security? Stuff that you have. By the way, does stuff stop death? Stuff going to keep you from dying? I got 10 cars. Will they 10 cars keep you from dying? No. Everybody's going to die unless the Lord returns. And that, I know that's the hope for a lot of us here. The Lord comes back. I don't have to go to the undertaker. Just look forward to the uppertaker. Can I get amen for that? And that's an old saying, but it's true. Having stuff or possession doesn't guarantee health. It doesn't. But whatever it is, what you might have, stuff breaks. Did you realize that? How many had a car that broke? I mean, when I was younger, I got a new car before I was married, and I would park it way away. So it wasn't getting any dings or anything. But, you know, eventually that car broke. I would drive down the road, and all of a sudden it would, like, turn off. It's like, what kind of piece of junk are you? I thought this was going to give me safety and security. Hey, by the way, does stuff get taken? Money gets taken, too. And your stuff can get taken. You can lose stuff. You know that? You can lose stuff. We've had people lose stuff here at the church. Lose rings and earrings and lose Bibles and umbrellas. Stuff, you lose stuff. Stuff will disappoint. But please notice, I'm not saying don't have stuff. I didn't say thou shalt not have stuff. How many here collect something? Yeah, we collect things. Pastor mentioned clocks this morning. I have quite a few clocks and other pieces of woodworking around my house. I have a lot of stuff. What happens if a tree falls on my house and crushes them all? And one day, when this earth is burned up, if there's that stuff is still around, guess what? It's all burned up. But it's not wrong to have stuff and stuff you're interested in. And have a house, have a car. But please don't look for your security in those things. Because you're going to end up being disappointed. Why? Because stuff breaks. You lose stuff. You die, you leave your stuff here. We had a man in church, he made up a poem. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You can't take it with you, so leave it for us. And that's exactly what you do. That's exactly what you do. So stuff and possessions cannot bring you security. Here's another thing. Youth and physical strength. Now, some of us aren't got youth anymore. But physical strength. By the way, if you're young or if you are really fit, does that keep you from dying? No, it sure doesn't. Does it guarantee that you're going to be healthy? Psalms 147. In Psalms 147, it says this. In verse 10, it says, Talking about the Lord, He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him and those whose hope in His mercy. He's saying God's not against being healthy. He's just saying you need to find security in Him. The legs of a man, you know, a lot of times people are very proud of it. You know, look at those muscles, you know. Look at what I have there. But don't find your security in those things, because there's no guarantee that something else isn't going to happen. And something else I need to say about that. Your young youth doesn't last. It doesn't. Youth doesn't last. The Bible says in James chapter 4, our life is like a vapor. You might be young today, but you know tomorrow you're going to be old. Somebody's talking about VBS. And I'm trying to figure out, maybe Ms. Peterson could help me more, but it's almost been 40 years we've done what we've done with Pete the Pirate and Mr. Goofball. And it just seems like yesterday that Pete the Pirate was young and skinny. And Mr. Goofball was a lot more agile. But time goes by fast. Again, I want you to notice, I'm not saying don't take vitamins. Trust the Lord. Don't go to the gym. It's good to go to the gym. Take care of our bodies. The Spirit of God lives in us, God Himself. And if our body belongs to Him, we ought to take care of it. But don't trust those things to find your security, because that can change. That can change. One more real quickly. We need to wrap it up tonight. Another thing, please be careful about finding security, and this is a hard one, people. People. Psalms 118:8. If you take a King James Bible and you divide it up, the very middle verse of the Bible is Psalms 118:8. It says, it's better to trust the Lord than put confidence in man. Now, you say, well, that's awful harsh. But, you know, people will let you down. Do you realize that? And why do they do that? Because people are sinners. So many times we find our security in someone. Well, how many times have you just seen it? Like at a church, and a pastor makes a bad choice. He gets off into sin, and people get discouraged and stop coming to church. So just give up doing anything for the Lord. Why? Because they had their confidence in a man. You know what would be better to do if somebody lets you down, especially spiritually, by something they do? Say, well, I wish they wouldn't have done that, but I'm going to keep doing what's right despite that. And, you know, sometimes people leave. How many had someone that was very encouraging and strength to you, and they moved away? Moved away. How about someone you loved or depended on die? You know, my dad and mom are in the hospital. They're doing okay, but it's getting close. Time they're going to die. You know, I've always had a mom and dad. I'm 65 years old. My mom and dad's here, and that's been a real blessing. But should I give up on life if my mom and dad die and go to heaven? No. I shouldn't put my security in them, but someone else. And we have more to say, but we need to skip. But I want you to notice, I'm not saying don't trust people. We ought to try to work with each other and trust each other and depend on each other. And I'm not saying don't depend on someone. I'm saying be careful about putting your security, finding that in people, because people will let you down. They will leave. And they'll let you down, but not because maybe they don't like you. It's just they're sinners. Now, this is what I am saying tonight. We need to wrap it up in the time we have. And I think you obviously knew this, but true security is only found in Jesus. Why? Well, number one, He won't leave. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And sometimes people leave in our lives because they have no choice. They got to move. When your kids get married and they move away or whatever it is. But, you know, the Lord will never leave. By the way, He will never die, because He's eternal God. Isn't that interesting? And this is a very important one. He will never let you down. even if you don't understand what he's doing, even if you don't understand all that. Yeah, I just bringing up my mom and dad. What a end of the week that we've had just in my household. And it's hard to always understand everything. My sister got sick and she fainted and they took her to the hospital. She had COVID, but she's diagnosed with COVID. So she had to go to the hospital. So she comes home, Thursday night, I guess it was. But while she was in the hospital, my mom couldn't get up and she was weak. And so we had to take her to the hospital. She has COVID. And then on Wednesday night at church, I started feeling funny. And I said, oh boy, I bet I have COVID. And I had a temperature and kind of achy all day Thursday. I took about 4 different COVID tests, including one at like a doctor. Don't have COVID. Don't have flu A. I don't know what I had. So that all happens. And then my son and my daughter-in-law, they went on a special anniversary vacation. So they left all the kids. So we have all the kids. Guess what? Claire gets sick. And people are having to take it to the doctor. And I'm achy and I got COVID. And then my dad can't get up on Saturday. And I had to take him to the hospital. And I said, Lord, why is all, you know, just a big, just an interesting week. It's very interesting. But you know what? Even though I don't understand why all this happened, I do know this. I find my security in the fact that God will never let me down. He's not letting me down now. I implore you, never think that about God. No matter how tough things might get for you, He is not going to let you down. And so we need to remember that. Another thing he'll do, he'll always help. God will always help. If you lose all your money because the stock market collapses, he'll help you. If your strength's gone and your health is gone, he'll help you. If people won't help you, he will. And he's right there to help us. Turn to Psalm 73. We need to wrap it up. He will always help us. And by the way, he does understand what you're going through. And my encouragement tonight, don't make a poor decision. Don't panic. Don't worry. But put your trust in the Lord. Find your security in him. Not money, not possessions, not people. Not your how strong you are or how healthy you are, but in the Lord. But when those things go wrong, he understands what we're going through. We have a high priest that has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And so he understands and he loves us. Psalm 73 and verse 25. The psalmist says this, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Isn't that a great verse? So always remember to find our security. And like I said, times are weird right now, a lot of weird things. And it's nothing wrong with being concerned about them, but don't let them cause you to panic or worry. Put your trust and security in the Lord. He'll never let you down. He'll never let you down. I think I recognize everybody here tonight, but again, just remember, to go to heaven, it's nothing that we could do that. Jesus did the work. And that's why he died on the cross, to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. And if the best we know how, we'll put our trust in Christ as our Savior, the one who paid our debt of sin, and trust him as our only hope for heaven, he'll give us eternal life. And I hope that all have put their trust in Christ here tonight. And let me encourage you, what is your high wall? Put your trust. You're secure. You find it in the Lord. Let's bow for a word of prayer and we'll be finished tonight. Father, we do thank you so much that we can trust you. We can depend on you. We can count on you. And Father, there are a lot of things that are worrisome, and Father, help us realize that we can depend on you. And Father, we thank you that when you bless us with financially or with stuff, or with good people in our life, that you bless us with good health. But Father, help us be mindful those things can change, but you can't. And that you will never leave us or forsake us. And Father, help us find our true security in you. And again, we thank you for church. Thank you for our Vacation Bible School this year, Lord, how you blessed for the young people that came to know Christ. And Father, we pray that many other decisions made there, that they would bear fruit and people would go forth and be excited about the things of the Lord. And again, Father, we ask you to bless our time now, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.